is the Kate Daly Show.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. I've got Uncle Milty here. I've got Mel Madison here because it's Tuesday. He joins us every Tuesday. And I'm gonna have Mel get out his crystal ball. And I know this is only his opinion, but I think this is really important to do because for many, I think when they start to hear about economy, GDP talk, they go, what? And and it's excruciating for some, right?
Sure.
I mean, let's be honest, it's hard. It's hard to wrap your number around all these numbers about all the falsified reports, what's actually going on, what they're feeling versus what they say they're supposed to feel. There's just a lot there.
Yeah, and you're talking about a populace that thinks a $20 an hour minimum wage is a great thing.
I know, right? And so this listenership, I mean, I know they are getting it. I just wanted to kind of see, okay, I wanted to give you some quick questions. If somebody wants to buy a home, what would you tell somebody? Where does this sit in 2025 and 26? Why would you tell somebody to get a home now? We're in an election year. Okay. Yes,
yeah.
And why?
If they're buying it, if they're buying it to live in, and this is a home that's going to make their family a happier family, and they can afford the payment that they're locking in with a fixed rate mortgage, yes, because I think that actually interest rates are going to go up over the next 5 to 10 years, and people will look back and say, "Dang, I missed my chance to lock in a 7% mortgage."
Wow.
If I'm wrong about that, and mortgage rates go down to 5% or 4% in the coming years, then they can refinance.
It's a great answer.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
When mortgage rates do go up, and you're at a lower rate mortgage, how does that affect the value of the actual property?
Well, what most Americans have as their most really valuable asset is their mortgage right now, because it's essentially free money. I mean, you know, if you borrowed $500,000 at 2.5% and the government is having to pay more than twice that to borrow now. So you have almost like you have a financial asset in your mortgage, and people realize that. That's why they don't want to sell the homes that they're living in,
because
they have to give up that financial asset. I mean, I could start to see a whole economy start to form of like house swapping, where people that are in Tucson that want to move to Durham, you know, some website connects the people together, and they say, "Let's swap the house. You keep paying your mortgage, I'll keep paying mine, and let's keep it," because this is all part of this end run that I think is going to happen around the banking system. And this is just more problems that the banking system has. And I think, you know, one thing I would say is the old saying, you know, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me.
Right.
We have heard time and again Yellen and Powell years ago say inflation is transitory. Now they come out every week and say inflation is going down.
Yeah.
If you believe them this time, it's on you.
Yep.
Well, amen to that. Affordable housing's on the rise. What would you tell people to invest in? Like, say, somebody wants to get really smart about what's coming. What do you see being something to get in on? Like, what do you think people should invest in? I know it's a crystal ball. Well, this is solely your opinion. I get it.
Yeah. It's a crystal ball. Mm-hmm. And my one big caveat is I'm talking about massive long-term macroeconomic trends. So please don't complain tomorrow if the CPI report comes out a little low and the stock market goes down or something happens and they say, Melda, but I'm talking about like, come back to me in a few months and see if anything that I'm saying is right. And I've been saying for a few months, buy gold. I've been saying the stock market's not going to crash, that they're creating a bubble. It's going to go up. These are the things that I've been saying. Housing is going to go up. We are on the verge of basically, and this is contrary, this is not consensus, this is my own opinion, and this is not financial advice. I think we're on the verge, and we're starting to see what I call an everything bubble. We're going to see home prices skyrocket. We're going to see the stock market continue to skyrocket. We're going to see gold and silver skyrocket. Gold is going to go up more than the stock market. It's going to go up more than houses. But this is going to only be in nominal terms, because we're going to start to enter, as I said, a sustained period of 5 to 10% inflation. And so this is going to be good for any asset that actually produces revenue or is a real asset. What you don't want to be in is two things. You don't want to be in dollars because the dollar's crashing. and you don't want to be in long-term debt. You don't want to buy. Think you're being safe. If you're a retiree and you have a bunch of money in bonds that are 20-year bonds that are paying, you know, 4%, and you think that's going to be good, be careful. You're out there betting on inflation coming down.
Okay, I would invest probably gold and food supply. I would get into your food supply, preparewithkate.com, also Birch Gold for gold. But food supply, we're going to see food dwindle. We're going to see a lot more problems with our food supply. Just watch. That's what my crystal ball says. What about you, Uncle Milty?
For me, I'm going to invent a word that describes my opinion. Diversify.
Yes, indeed. Diversify. Make sure you have real food on hand and that you can grow things. Even if you use the inside growing machines, whatever it takes, I think food supply is going to get hit in major ways because they want to be able to control the food supply with fakery. What do you have on that, Mel?
Well, here's the wild card in all of this is if we're entering what I think we're entering, the best case scenario is prolonged and severe inflation. The worst case scenario is that it creates civil unrest and we start to get a breakdown in the actual fabric of our society. And then we could see breakdowns in supply chains, more conflicts, more war, food shortages, lockdowns, military law. Like, that's the worst case. My best case scenario is 10% mortgage rates are coming. My worst case scenario is we're essentially heading into something on the level of World War II. I think we'd be in World War III, except for the fact that we have nuclear weapons right now. I mean, that's the only reason we're not. We're in a covert war right now with Russia, China. That's why they're getting off the dollar. That's why they're going to gold. That's why another reason why gold is skyrocketing, and I think it'll do better than almost any other asset out there.
Okay. Uncle Milty?
No, I agree. As a matter of fact, I've said we've been at war with China since Biden became president.
Yeah, or before. Really, since Kissinger got in. Honestly, he was handing the reins over, right? 71. But you're right.
But it accelerated under
Biden. It accelerated for sure. Yeah. 30 seconds left, Mel. What do you want to let people know?
Last thing, this follows up on Yellen being in China. Mm-hmm. They were talking about dumping green stuff. But this is my own opinion. I also think they were talking about weakening the dollar and that we are going to continue to see a weak dollar and that smart money knows that. That's why the gold just keeps going up every day. It's not giving people a chance to even buy it on a pullback. And so, you know, keep your money diversified, like Milty said. Keep it in things that will go up in an inflationary environment. Yep. And gold is at the top of that list.
Yep.
Okay. Mel Madison, the book is Quaz. Go get it. Speaks to a lot of this. It's a great book. And also, just wanted to mention, too, melmadison.com, a great website. And for more on this, actually. So thank you. Be faithful. Be fearless. Always ends too soon, doesn't it, this show? Be faithful. Be fearless out there, you guys. Get to katedalyradio.com. Share the podcast, please. I will put this last segment in its own podcast as well, so you can share that with ease, this last 8 minutes. And of course, see you tomorrow.